Yeah, Neville here, Saturday, July the 11th. So I'm using Seismic Desktop today, version 0.4, just released, that is running on my desktop computer. I usually use TweetDeck, and that is my preferred app to interface with Twitter on the desktop. But I'm using Seismic. I always try out Seismic. I like Seismic a lot. This new version is excellent, I have to say. There's lots of improvement visually, and again, from a usability point of view. Just neatness, more professional looking, tidier. The settings dialogue, for instance, nice and clear to understand, much better than the previous version from what I recall. A neat new feature I do like under services, that's under the settings, so the services tab. Now I can add the photo sharing app that I prefer, which is MobiPicture. The reason for that primarily was multiple. I know Matthias, the developer, I met him. It's European, and it cross-posts pictures to Flickr as I've set it up to do that, which is great. TwitPic and some of these other ones are all wonderful too, no question. But I like this, and I can now do it in Seismic. Great. It doesn't do it in TweetDeck yet. So there's that. But it's a great tool. Not just Twitter, it does Facebook integration and multiple accounts as well. TweetDeck does that too. This is getting to be a very competitive marketplace. And in my opinion, for desktop apps and mobile apps, meaning laptops, i.e. computer-based apps, the market really is between Twitter and between TweetDeck and Seismic Desktop. That's how I see it. So I'm with Seismic Desktop. I'm with TweetDeck. What's stopping me switching to Seismic Desktop, because they're both excellent? Well, it's very simple for me. The major thing that TweetDeck does, Seismic Desktop doesn't. If I send a direct message to someone or do an at reply with the at symbol, when I start typing that in TweetDeck, as soon as I hit the at sign or type D, up pops a dialogue. And I start typing the person's name or alias or whatever with the first couple of letters, and it presents me with a list of all the people that I've sent messages to before. And usually, it's people someone I want is in there. And if it's someone new, I just type it and it adds it to that list. So next time, that's excellent because most of the time, you can hardly remember what people's Twitter names are. You've got to guess. There's no central directory, and I don't see that changing anytime soon. So workarounds like that are hugely, hugely useful. This doesn't exist in Seismic. So I just done a bit of tweeting earlier, and there was someone I was twittering to, and I couldn't remember their Twitter ID. Rather than make a mistake, what did I do? Well, I had to go and search for it using Google, and that's a pain in the ass, frankly, after having got used to this useful functionality from TweetDeck. So as soon as that's in Seismic Desktop, will I switch? Probably. That's the best I can tell you right now. I like the look of TweetDeck. I like the way I can change the appearance, change the font size. I can't do any of those things with Seismic. So maybe that's, once the big showstopper is taken care of, maybe these little ones might become more significant. There's also adding a URL is easier in TweetDeck, in my view, than it is in Seismic Desktop. I've got this kind of bar underneath the text area that I paste along URL, click, and boom, it's transformed into a short URL. I can do the same in Seismic, but I've got a separate another click to do first. I've got to click on something called Add URL, then paste in that, and then click. And that I prefer to see it open there. There's a couple of other things too, I suspect, but they're teeny weeny. One of the things that Seismic Desktop does that TweetDeck doesn't, which is better, is in DMs and ats, in the columns of them, you've got a little envelope icon on the avatar to show you visually, oh, that's a direct message. And the same with the at, you've got the at symbol to show you it's a reply. That's very helpful. TweetDeck doesn't do that. So that's a plus for Seismic. This is some immediate comments on Seismic Desktop 0.4. Nice work, Loic, and the team there at Seismic. This gets better every time I see a version. This to me is almost up there with TweetDeck. That's the best I can tell you right now, Loic. I noticed on the website there's a note saying iPhone version coming soon, looking out with interest for that one. But otherwise, this is just great.